Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday on this just in time. Great Monday. We're talking about Texas high school football opening up this week. And in the studio, I got some guys who will be playing and executing the plan and getting excited. They're all seniors, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves at going from right to left.
Kamori and Pimpton. I go to North Valley High School. I'll be wearing number two this year. I play tight end, and I'm committed to Vanderbilt.
Gabe Chavez, I go to Centennial High School. I suffered a season injury.
Evan Warren, I play center. Crowley High School, wearing number 53.
Robert Orr, I go to North Crowley High School. I play O-line and D-line. I'm wearing number 52 this year.
Kyle Turrentine, I play outside linebacker, number 6.
My name is Jeremy Henderson. I go to Fort Worth Country Day. I'm the slot receiver and the return man, and I wear number 6.
Okay. All right, we're going to be talking about football. These guys I've been knowing for a long time. I coached some of these guys from first grade to sixth grade. Coached some of them 6 years, 3 years, 4 years. But, you know, we're a family, and so today's episode is all about them. And so I'm going to give them a chance to talk about, you know, they senior year because they're our seniors, so they didn't all work, put in the work to get to this great moment in their career and on their journey. And so we're going to start by, I know, you know, like I said, I coached some of these guys for a long time. So it started in Pop Warner, you know, with the organization called the Crowley Blackhawks. And I just want to give Amy and Rob a thank you for inviting me into the organization that night. Now it's Crowley Eagles organization. Both team merged together to have a feeder school. So, but Amy and Rob gave me the opportunity. They seen something that in me and matched me with their organization, and they gave me opportunity to have a great relationship with most of the guys in the room. And so these guys I've been knowing for a long time, and I just want to celebrate them, you know, because I know there's a lot of guys who are 17-year-old and they don't have the resources or the parents, and they definitely, you know, some a lot of kids didn't make it to be their senior year. So I just want to celebrate growth. And so let's talk about, you know, life as a Blackhawk. You know, you guys are senior now. Is there anything that happened in youth football that prepared you for like your moments or that you've seen? Maybe preparation, maybe conversation, maybe ethics. You know, is there anything that you went through in Pop Warner that helped you get through high school football? Anybody?
The running.
The run.
From that soccer goal to the
Dairy
Queen, it was crazy.
So conditioning?
Yeah, for sure. Being coachable. Taking coaching. Being known, yelling, cussing in our faces. It's not so personal. It's just being coached.
Okay.
Learning how to take constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Me, it made me tough because from first grade till now, I've always been the smallest one on the field, or one of them. And since the Blackhawks football, I've been, you know, not caring. Just got to understand it and move forward with it.
Yeah, man, but that's a testament to you, Jeremy. You know, you like I said, you was the first people to show me, Coach KB, Kerry Brooks, Coach Chris. You know, you was first to show us that your size didn't matter. You know, that's the one thing when we was doing the depth chart, you know, put a big heart up there because we already knew you was going to bring it. And it was good when you did it, though. You know, it was good. That's the greatest feeling. I sometimes watch the old videos and I see you come up on a run and cut the running back legs, or I see you thud somebody. I'm like, dude, like, so just to see you doing it now on this level, man, it's a great appreciation. Anybody else got some things, you know, that you probably, you know, you can take that you probably got from Pop Warner that you're using now?
I used to be scared of contact before that, and then after the Oklahoma drills that you made me do, I remember one time I was laying on my back. You grabbed me by my my chest pads. You lift me up, and you was talking to me real loud. And I just remember like spit laying on my face. And you basically told me I gotta hit him now. So
yeah, man. I mean, I think I was tasked with making you guys face your fear. You know, that's important. You know, and so Oklahoma drill was one of those drills that. Yeah, you may have been timid, but, you know, we will get that out of you. Hey, man, I appreciate you. I love you. Have a good day.
You
Hey, that's Gabe leaving the studio. He got to go to work this morning, people. So he working the full shift. Gabe getting that money. But, hey, you go hear the door slam. Bam. That's Gabe leaving. But anybody else?
Another thing, piggyback off of Evan said, the same thing. I used to be scared of contact when I was in football. Used to hate going to Oklahoma trip. Then one day, my dad did the same thing did to Evan. Picked me up by my chest plate. Told me I had to make the tackle. And ever since that day, I ain't never been scared to hit.
Shoot. Yeah, that's good because, you know, in Texas football, them boys hit big. So y'all excited about y'all season?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's dive into it. I know North Crowley and Crowley go kick off at the end of the year, week 10. Evan versus Kai team and Robert and KPT and Jeremy. Let's talk about Country Day, Jeremy. How your season looking? What's the outtake? Like, what you do this summer to prepare yourself for your senior season?
We got a complete new coaching staff. So this summer was a lot of relationship building and getting the team brotherhood first before you move forward with, above everything else. And we currently don't have a field because they're putting turf on it. So it's a lot of traveling, so it should be a lot of camaraderie and brotherhood amongst us. But yeah, we only got 3 home games, but we're gonna bring it. We're ready.
Okay, as a senior, you ready to lead with your leadership?
Yes, I earned my captain patch, so I'm ready to. The coaches see something in me, and I'm ready to make sure all my teammates see the same thing and help us lead to get another ring.
Yeah, man. I wish you nothing but the best, man. You earned this right. Like I said, if I can get out, be at the game, trust me. And I just want to wish you well. Yeah, you got a 10-week season.
Yep.
Hey, good luck each week, man.
Thank you.
But you already know you've been preparing for this moment, like I said, for a long time. Okay, Evan, what about you? Who y'all play this week?
We open up with Dallas St. Mark's. That's our Fort Worth Dallas showdown. That's how we do it in our conference.
Okay, so y'all open up this Friday on August 26th.
Nice trip to Dallas.
Nice little trip, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Hey, man, good luck to you. All right, we're going to swing it over here to the right to Evan. So, Evan, Crowley, how y'all looking this year at Crowley Eagles?
Honestly, we look the best since we have since 2020. Like, I know right after that, it was just awful. But we don't look very bad.
Okay.
And see, they're laughing at me because –
man, don't worry, you know, but you already know you can't worry about your brothers. You know what I'm saying? They already think they done won some. So you know, you good, but you feel like y'all have improved from last year to this year?
Tremendously.
Y'all got new coaches or same coaches?
Oh, we got new receiving coach.
Okay.
Third line coach I've been through.
Coach Bond still there?
Yeah.
I already tell Coach Tommy Bond. There. I said, what up? That's a great coach.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I wish you nothing but the luck. I know week 10, you and Kai team will go up against each other. Y'all come here, right, to the new stadium?
Yeah.
Well, the new stadium is a representation of both of y'all. So.
Right. I think y'all are home, though. We are. It's our senior night. It's our senior night?
Yeah. So, Robert, you know, Robert was a kid who parents, they kind of, you know, they didn't really want to have him in football at a young age. And I can respect them understanding now. But Robert is a dog. His name is Robert Orr. Robert, what position are you playing at North Crowley?
Oh, man, I'm playing right tackle.
How you feeling?
I feel good about it because, you know, I've always been versatile on both sides of the ball, on the O-line and D-line. I've been moving around. And just to come in so late and throughout my high school careers and everything and to be put – as a leader on the O-line, the lead to O-line was just a great feeling, you know, helped me mentally understand that I can, you know, play at this level, even though some people see me as undersized, but I still believe I have the biggest heart and I'm not scared to face anyone on the field.
Already, man. Hey, I wish you nothing but luck, man. And the one thing about all these guys is I can truly say on air, Robert, KP, Evan, Kai, and Jeremy are all Christians. Agree, right?
Yes.
They all follow God. They all was been raised up in God. Okay, and so we definitely want to highlight that because we want young listeners who let their sons listen to this show know that you have to have a relationship in order to have any type of success. Agreed. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, I ain't meaning butt in, but UKP, how you feeling, Robert? I wish you nothing but the luck, man. Good luck. I know transition, but you are a leader. You've been a leader, no matter if it's on the football, in the classroom, in the neighborhood. And so as long as you continue to be you and don't let nobody try to make you be something more than you, you gonna always be good. What about you, man? You say you're going to Vanderbilt. So you are committed to Vanderbilt. What league they in?
SEC.
Ooh, they ain't Texas A&M in that league? Mm-hmm. They gonna beat Texas A&M, Jerry?
Never.
So man, besides, you know, football, you know, what else going on in y'all life, man? Like girlfriends, you know, what's going on, y'all? You know, working in the church. I know you had Junior Olympic this summer, right? Yes, so let's get back to you, Jaron. How was that?
This summer, it was a lot of track. The summer before senior year is major as far as recruiting for track and field. So I got to go on a couple of visits, and I went to go run at the Junior Olympics in North Carolina, where I finished as the third fastest Texan in the 400.
Man, congratulations. Congratulations, man. Anybody else? What was your, Evan, what was your summer consist of?
Rehab, man. I popped my shoulder out there in spring ball.
Okay.
So I didn't get to do a lot of lifting. So it was mostly trying to get back to where I was. A lot of mental stuff, trying to make sure I'm sharp, know what I'm doing. A lot of running. I joined a rugby club, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking to do that.
Okay. I come and watch you play rugby. Oh,
yeah. Former rugby club, yeah.
Already. What about you, Kai?
Then really just getting ready for my senior year. Did a lot of working, hard work for this year. Got a new coaching staff. I love all my coaches, build a bond with them. Me just being like a senior captain of my team and just trying to get everybody together and to try to be successful this year. Just want us to go deep this year. So,
okay,
my senior year. Right.
Already, and like I say, you know, we definitely want to highlight the senior year, man. That's big, and we want to make sure that y'all understand, like, not just on the field, off the field, take parts in the activities, man. Go to the senior sunrise, go to the breakfast, go to the theme stuff, man. Because you only get one senior year. I'm telling you, when it come May, and I'm coming to y'all graduation, when after prom. You go look back and you want to say, man, I had a great senior year. And once again, man, I remember back in 2012, you know, we was starting to practice and it was hot. And I remember guys throwing up and, you know, but once again, y'all guys perseverance. And that's what y'all done through y'all career, not just from Pop Warner, but in life. So keep perseverance, man. And keep understanding that you can't be the same person. Each year you get older, you're supposed to change. Like, that's life. And whatever you want to do, man, make sure you go after it with a dog mentality like you do on the field. Like I say, I just love sitting in this room with a bunch of people who I know are champions, not just on the field, but also off the field. You know? Because y'all all got a story. And that's what's gonna get you there. Don't let nobody tell you how to tell you how to tell your story. And don't let nobody tell your story for you. From the hearing aids, share God with people. Evan was the first player ever that I played. And Jeremy was the second who involved me in a church and who told me about God. And so, Evan, I hope you still telling people about God like you did me back 10 years ago, like, cause you was the one that day at practice, I remember. And Jeremy invited me to church and he was giving a speech. And I remember he had his little suit on and he had another player. Is Troy playing football this year?
Yes.
Where he playing at?
I don't know.
Okay, well Troy, I got a shirt right here in my hand, all the guys when we won the Super Bowl. I think that year was Find a Way. But Troy's name is Troy Robert, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Troy Robert. He was another kid. Jeremy invited me, and Jeremy have always showed that he loved God. So thank y'all too once again. You guys are not just football players. Y'all are beacon of not, you know, God, but other things too. Academic. Y'all both, everybody in this room, y'all excel high. You the vice president at the school?
Student vice.
See, you're at a private school. Yes, sir. It ain't a lot of you there that could have voted for you. Just keeping it real. But but they see you as a leader because you'd have presented yourself. Keep doing that. Same as you, Kai. Same as you, Robert. Man, I'm proud of you guys. And when this week kick off on Friday nights, you go in your shower at the school or wherever you playing, and you think about all the years and you think about all the games, because we like 50 something in 4 and 6 years, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
So you know how to win. This y'all senior year. No excuses. And I know how many of you guys playing for Trey. Okay. He's not here with us today. God bless Trey Hart and his family. How many in German wearing 6? Kai wearing 6. So remember, y'all are blessed to still play this game. Because one of your brothers that went with God, and he's watching down on you guys. So display the characteristic and display how he loved. Now he respected you guys as brother. No matter if we was playing with him or not, he always showed love to everybody in this room. And so you find kids in your locker room who need that love. And you pour it into them. You just don't play for Trey on the field, but you beat Trey in the locker room. You beat Trey in the classroom. You beat Trey in the hallway. You beat him. And you don't shortchange him, because he would never shortchange you guys. Good luck to all of y'all. Y'all earned this right, man. It's about to be a great year for everybody in this house, in this room, because y'all earned the right. And y'all playing for something bigger than y'allself. Y'all have always played for something bigger than y'allself. And I just get the opportunity to record this. And like I told you, I had raw emotions because seeing every last one of you guys sit across from me to this picture in the Crowley paper when we went 9-0, we was going to the game before the playoff, and to see senior KP, senior Evan, senior Robert, senior Jeremy, senior Kai, that mean a lot. Senior Travis. Also shout out to Philip Hamilton, who goes to what school? Philip goes to
number six.
Also, Philip was my starting quarterback. For what, 6 years, right?
Yeah.
6 years. Who else? Seniors this year. Kobe Dunn still play?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kobe Dunn. Shout out to Kobe Dunn. Hey, huh? Connor Baker, Arkansas, baby.
Trey John,
baby. And hey, he's another private school kid. Shout out to you, Trey. Tell your parents I said, hey. Who else? That's it? Hey, I also want to shout out Coach KB. I want to shout out Caden Brooks. I also want to shout out Say over at Brewer. I also want to shout out the Colton twins. They still play, right? The Curry.
They're at
Centennial. Okay. Well, we don't know about them. And then who else? So we got Evan, Kai, Philip, Jeremy, Robert, KP, Travez, Trey Jones, and that's it. All seniors. All right. Anybody else want to share something at this time before we close the show? Good luck to you guys, man. Ball out this Friday night. Remember, after this Friday, you only got 9 more. It gonna go quick, guys. Enjoy. Anybody want to say something? Well, hey, this is Justin Time on this Monday morning. I hope y'all enjoy y'all week. As I like open, Texas football do open up. It's big, Friday Night Lights. So these guys will be around and they'll be executing the plan for their team and their coaches. Put them in your prayers, lift them up, and let's continue to lift them. It's a great, great day when you can share growth. Y'all be blessed. Have a good week. This is Justin Time. Till I talk to you again. Peace.